Hi there, I'm Ross Edwards, four-time author, coach, and host of the Deep Psychology Podcast. Today, we are continuing on with our July and August series on the levels of consciousness. In fact, this is the final episode in that seven-episode series. Today, we are talking about the third tier, or the transpersonal levels of consciousness. Before we get going, quick mention from my sponsor, Spirit Quest Tours, which takes small groups on exclusive sacred journeys to Egypt, Peru, and Turkey. Get $500 off your next trip by using the discount code ROSS on the booking page linked below. So, we are indeed continuing on with our Levels of Consciousness series, and here we're actually talking about the highest levels of consciousness to be discovered by the researchers. And in fact, a lot of this is actually rather speculative. So we're not going to get too granular. We're going to set out on a big picture level what transpersonal levels of consciousness mean. And then the details will get filled in over time by further research, by your own growth, by the more human beings discover about these stages, the more we'll understand them. Right now, we actually don't understand them very well. However, we do know that there are stages beyond turquoise construct aware. That seems pretty clear. Just exactly what is beyond it is not very clear at all. We don't really know what this would look like collectively either. So we can pretty much forget about that. You know, we can speculate, but we actually don't know. Like, we know what orange rational looks like, because the modern world is pretty much built on orange rational, a lot of it. Green postmodern, we know what that looks like. Even to some extent, we know what teal integral looks like collectively, like in groups and society and so on. But the transpersonal levels, we really don't know. So we're talking, you know, these things are, we're now getting into places where you're not going to see it in groups, so we have to just kind of think of it on a personal level, like what it's like for a person to move into a transpersonal level of consciousness. We call these third tier, or Wilbur, that's Wilbur's term for these levels, are the third tier levels. So I might call them third tier, or I might call them transpersonal. They're just the same thing. And this is in contrast to second tier, which are all personal, and first tier, which are all either pre-personal or personal. The personal stages come on after the magic stage. If you remember the first, I think it was episode 151 or 152, we spoke about the magic levels. Kuk-Reuter calls these the post-autonomous levels. We'll get into what she has found regarding these stages. And this is in contrast to the pre-conventional, conventional, post-conventional levels, which we have covered earlier in this month's series. There's really not much research done into these transpersonal levels in terms of like hardcore scientific research, because there's just not enough people. So we cannot say with any real precision exactly what the details of all these stages are. I guess one thing we need to keep in mind is that these are levels that are far beyond what most people will ever reach in their lives, and far beyond what most people can even imagine. And that's not to mean, it's not to kind of over-idealize them or to create like this inflated image of what they are. And actually, in actual fact, I would say that they're actually simpler than all the previous levels. It's just that the simplicity strips away your identity structures to such an extent that if you were to describe what this level is like from within to someone who is at like conventional levels or even post-conventional levels, it's very difficult for them to relate to what you're saying. Before we continue, I just want to say that I've got new long-form episodes like this one every Wednesday, with snippets on Thursday, Sunday and Tuesday, always at 9 p.m. Central European Time, 8 p.m. UK Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you want to go deeper with this work, join my fortnightly newsletter, pre-order my latest book, The Boundless Body, or try a free coaching session with me. The links are in the description to those. And of course, I really encourage you to listen to the entire Levels of Consciousness series, episodes 151 to 157. You can see the episode numbers next to the main episodes released on Wednesdays. And if you listen to this entire series, well, first, it's going to keep you occupied for a while. It's kind of like watching a Netflix series, because this is like 7 or 8 hours of audio. I can't remember exactly, but along those lines. But wow, if you like take in everything that I'm saying in these in this series, and you contemplate it, and you let it sit, and you let it marinate, and you start looking at the world like this, you start seeing other people, you start seeing the levels of consciousness all over the place, it's gonna like really transform how you see the world in ways that I cannot. It's tricky for me to describe. So let's talk a little bit more about, on a very high level, about, you know, I'm going to talk about transpersonal or third tier. How many stages are there? What do we call them? What are they called in the research? And so on. Well, listen, talking about Suzanne Cook-Reuter, who I'm actually going to do a series on next month, her ego development work. She basically, her transpersonal levels is just a stage of consciousness. So she just has one stage, which she, in her own research, is a catch-all for all post-construct-aware stages, all stages that come after construct-aware. She had enough data to say, listen, there's definitely something beyond construct-aware, which we covered last week. There's definitely something beyond it. I just don't know how many stages there are. I can't differentiate further given the data. She didn't have enough data to like say, well, there's definitely 4 stages beyond construct aware. She didn't have that. So basically her transpersonal levels are not levels. They're just one level or one stage. She calls it the unitive stage. You're going to see why as we continue. Wilbur, on the other hand, postulates 4 third-tier stages, as he would call them, which are paramind, metamind, overmind, and supermind. But he admits in The Religion of Tomorrow, these are where the stages come from. This is like where you find the most detail in Wilbur's work on these stages in The Religion of Tomorrow. He admits that they are speculative. Like, there's not enough hard research to say that these are definitely what the stages are. And he actually took them from Aurobindo. Sri Aurobindo is like an Indian sage who, I've not read much of his work, but from what I've read, seems, you know, deeply enlightened. He wasn't a researcher. So, like, He's drawn conclusions, but he's not tested them out on people, and he's not, you know, done the research. So I don't put too much stock in the details that Wilbur gives. One, because it's kind of hard to understand what he's trying to say. Like, in The Religion of Tomorrow, when he's talking about the third tier levels, it's like, sometimes honestly, I don't know what he's saying. And besides, like, knowing that it's so speculative, I don't focus so much on the details. I just sort of look at the big picture of what transpersonal third tier means. Spiral Dynamics also postulates a level beyond turquoise or construct aware, which is called coral, but that it doesn't really give much detail in the original Spiral Dynamics theory, and I've not heard of any additional research into that. So I guess if I was to boil it down, like, we're pretty sure that post-turquoise exists. Like, turquoise is not the end of human development. But exactly what it looks like and exactly how many stages there are, it's just speculation at this point. So, because of that, we're not going to cover Wilbur's four levels because they're just too speculative. What we're going to do is we're going to take on more of a Kreuter approach. We're going to say there's definitely something beyond it, but we don't quite know what it is. So we're going to bring them all together. So I'm not going to just sit and quote Kreuter. What we're just going to do, we're going to look at third tier transpersonal development as a whole. Now, to do that, there's a critical concept we need to learn from Ken Wilbur. If we don't cover this, you're going to get confused here, because, well, you'll see why you might get confused, but it's critical you understand this. Otherwise, you're going to misunderstand what third tier transpersonal development is. So basically, right, when we're discussing transpersonal consciousness, we have to differentiate between what are called states of consciousness or states of transpersonal consciousness and stages of development. So you can have states of transpersonal consciousness and you can have stages of transpersonal development. So they're really two things. What we're talking about today is transpersonal development, not transpersonal consciousness. Now, in certain contexts, you can kind of use those terms interchangeably, but here we need to differentiate between the states and the stages. So basically, states of consciousness are, what states can we enter into on any given day, at any particular stage at development? We go through different states of consciousness all the time. The most common is the waking state. We also have dream states. We also have spiritual states of consciousness. And one thing that states define, among many other things, is how much of your experience, your mind-body-sense experience, which we'll talk about in a minute, you identify with. And they sort of define like how your direct experience appears to you, including your sense of self, your sense of other, your perception of consensus reality, and so on. The higher your state, the more that you will identify with all of your experience. Now, states are independent from stages, and you might, this is true particularly at first tier, at second tier less so, and at third tier they're not independent at all. But basically, if you're at first tier, you're at a conventional or early post-conventional level of consciousness, you can be at pretty much any state. You know, you can have glimpses of spiritual states of consciousness, but it's not going to be a permanent thing. Or even if it is a permanent thing, it can be more, like if you're a really hardcore meditator or whatever, it can be a more permanent thing, but it doesn't mean that you're automatically going to be in post-conventional or transpersonal levels of development. It's not the same thing. And you're going to understand why in a minute. The levels of consciousness define your level of mental development, right? So it's not, the states are temporary and they are more fluid and they're available at all stages of development. Whereas the stages of development or the levels of consciousness define the level of your mental growth or the level of the complexity of your psyche. The easiest way to describe states is to name them. Wilbur calls them gross, subtle, causal, witness, and non-dual. Witness and non-dual are like the quintessential meditative states, like all the meditative schools pretty much across the world have witness and non-dual teachings, right? And non-duality is usually considered the highest level of enlightenment. But just because you have witness or you have non-dual awareness, it doesn't mean that you're at a high level of consciousness. What it means is that you're at high levels of state development, not stage of development, not stages of development in terms of like your mental development, in terms of the development of your psyche. For example, right, let me give you an example. You could have a fundamentalist Christian who is probably at the blue conformist level, which is, you know, it's not terribly low, but it's not terribly high either. You could be there and you could do contemplative Christian prayer, which is a genuine state practice. You know, it's a genuine pit for raising your state of consciousness. And you could have, say, a peak experience of oneness or of unity with God. However, that doesn't all of a sudden mean that you're no longer a blue conformist. What will happen is that you'll have an experience of unity with God, and you will interpret it, and you will make sense of it through the blue conformist structure. In other words, you might say things like, yeah, I had this life-changing experience where I became one with God, I had this non-dual awareness experience, but, you know, people are a different race from me, people are different tradition, spiritual tradition, people are of a different religion cannot have that. See, that's a typical blue view, is to see people from other spiritual traditions or from other religions or from other countries or from other political persuasions as being other, and in some ways being not as capable or as human or as worthy as you are. That's just what the blue conformist stage does. So you see, in this case, you could have a genuine non-dual experience, but your level of psychic development is not it's not transpersonal. Like, you're still stuck in conformity, you're still stuck in ethnocentrism, right? So this has happened throughout human history, and it's actually quite a well-known phenomenon since sort of 50, 60 years ago, when we've had Eastern teachers coming to the Europe and the US, the West in other words, to teach, and they clearly are very well versed in their spiritual tradition and in state development and in witness, you know, the witness state and the non-dual state possibly, but then their actual, like, their values, their morals, their worldview is very poorly developed. And this is an explanation as to why that is. Okay, so that's the basic point here. You can have spiritual experiences. You can even have a well-established witness or non-dual perspective, but that is independent of your level of consciousness, of the level of your psychological development. All right. However, if third tier, this is where third tier is different. Okay. These higher states, like the witness state or the non-dual state, become increasingly more permanent because of the fact that the stages themselves are transpersonal. It's not like you have your state development over here and your psychological development over here. It's that eventually they become the same thing, and by the time you get to third tier, even just doing that, even just the psychological development part is enough to get you to the higher states, okay? That's why we have to differentiate, because you could think, well, 1,000 years ago they were having transpersonal experiences. Yeah, they were having transpersonal experiences, but that doesn't mean they were at third tier. What it means is that they were probably a blue conformist, or possibly even lower 1,000 years ago, and they were having state experiences, but then on a psychological level and on a cultural level, they were not very highly developed by today's standards. But at third tier, you basically have both now. Here's another example. Let's say you're at green postmodern, right? That's like your sort of home level of consciousness. Well, what can we say about your spiritual development? Like, have you realized the witness? Have you realized non-duality? We cannot say that with any certainty, because you're not guaranteed to be at any particular state when you're at green postmodern. Not really. I mean, we could make some general speculations, but you're not guaranteed to be at, like, to have high levels of spiritual development in the sense of states. However, if you know someone is at third tier, you can say with certainty that they do have a permanent spiritual realization. In other words, these transpersonal states, like witness and non-dual, are available at all stages and levels, but transpersonal stages are strictly post-turquoise. So the transpersonal stages are first tier and second tier and the states and whatever third tier stage development has happened. So whereas, let's say, let's talk about the Zen master that we were talking about, who has, or listen, we were talking about a Christian. Let's talk about a blue Zen master, like a blue conformist Zen master. Imagine they had highly developed witness awareness. Well, that means what we might expect is that, yes, they've got their witness awareness, but they could quite easily remain ethnocentric, nationalistic, fundamentalist, even racist or chauvinistic, simply because states and stages are not the same. The Zen master is at first tier, so they don't have any second tier or third tier psychological development, but they do have a very solid witness state. So their states are transpersonal, like their direct experience of reality is transpersonal, but their actual values, morals, worldviews are not transpersonal. Now, I know this is, it might seem like very elaborate and complicated and like difficult to untangle. Let me just repeat that. We've, on one hand, we have levels of psychological development that cannot be skipped, that are sequential, and that you sort of have to earn them. You have to go through them all, right? Whereas states of consciousness, you can pretty much have any state of consciousness at any level of development. Now, at third tier, they merge together, and by the time you're third tier, the higher levels of state development, of spiritual awareness, are now part of the stage, right? And also at third tier, you've already been through first tier, second tier as well. Whereas you're just a blue conformist, and you're like a Zen master, you've not even been through the whole of first tier, let alone second tier levels of consciousness. So that said, what is third tier transpersonal development? Now that I've set the ground for it and you know the difference between just like spiritual development or meditative development or spiritual realization or enlightenment experiences and actual stages of development. Before we talk about that, quick mention from my sponsor, Spirit Quest Tours, which takes small groups on exclusive sacred journeys to Egypt, Peru, and Turkey. Get $500 off your next trip by using the discount code ROSS on the booking page linked below. So, third tier transpersonal development. And again, we're going to keep this high level. We're not going to go into individual stages of third tier because, again, I'm assuming we don't know what they are. Even though Wilbur spends a lot of time talking about them, I'm just assuming we don't know what they are. So, what can we say? Well, we can say that at third tier transpersonal, and this is really in the name, but we have to explain what it means. We can say that our identity is permanently free from our individuated sense of self. So you might be wondering what that means. Well, listen, let me explain how I would understand this. So basically, what we have as humans fundamentally is we have our mind, body, sense, experience. That's what we have. Like that's that is like a ground bottom fact. So we have the experience of our mind, like our thoughts. We have our body, the experience of our body, and we have our senses. You know, we have our visual field, our auditory field, our sense of touch, our sense of taste, and so on. Now, throughout all of development, we have that. Okay, our entire life, we always have that. However, our actual experience of mind body, our mind body and senses varies wildly across development. Even though we always have it, it changes a lot as we develop. So at pre-personal levels, here I'm switching back to pre-personal, personal, post-personal or transpersonal terminology again. At pre-personal levels, the self has not yet formed. So within mind body sense experience, there has not like it's like the self has not formed yet. You know, think of it kind of like clay in which there's no shape yet. There's just mind, body, sense, experience, but there's no self within that. Like, we don't experience our... We have our experience of mind, body, and senses, but we don't experience any of it as personal. And we don't have... We don't... There's no part of it which feels like us, which is not the case at personal or post or... Sorry, it's not the case at the personal levels of development. So, at the pre-personal levels, we are unconsciously embedded within MBSE. Now, at personal levels, there's a clear sense of a separate self. There's this permanent sense that my mind and body are me, while everything else is not. So my mind and body are me, but my senses are not. Other people are not. The world around me is not me. Now, at transpersonal, this is where what I was talking about, our identity becomes permanently free from our individuated sense of self. In other words, it becomes free from the sense that we are our body and mind exclusively, and everything else that is not that is not us. That loosens ever and ever deeper as we go through transpersonal development. At transpersonal, we basically see that this separate sense of self is simply part of our mind-body-sense experience. And realizing what mind-body-sense experience is, our identity extends beyond our mind and body into all of mind-body-sense experience, and we become identified with all of it more and more as development unfolds in the transpersonal realm. Now, we can have states that are transpersonal. As I said, we can have transpersonal states at personal levels of development, or even possibly pre-personal levels of development, but they are only states. And regardless, in a funny way that is really hard to describe, but you just have to trust me here that... Well, you don't have to trust me, but this is the theory, and this is how we explain weird phenomena, like how a Zen master can be like chauvinistic and ethnocentric and all of that. Basically, at the personal level, even if you have witness or non-dual awareness, which are certainly transpersonal level states of consciousness, this psychologically, in terms of your psychological development, in terms of your level of development, your whole psyche is still organized around personal material. Like, it's still organized around you being a self, and you being a self means a certain thing. And even if the states of consciousness have a big effect on that, you're still going to live out the stage that you're at. Like, you could be green and have pretty firm non-dual awareness, but you're still green, so you're still going to have you're still going to see things through egalitarianism, you're going to see things relativistically, and so on and so forth. So it's sort of like at transpersonal, these things are not just... It's actually like it's reached into psychological development now. It's like the whole psyche has been rearranged around transpersonal consciousness. And as I said earlier, at genuine transpersonal development, you don't just have, say, witness or non-dual. You also have... You have blue, like the blue conformist... Well, if you have everything up to blue, then you have the blue conformist level, which is belongingness and ethnocentrism. You have orange rational, which gives you access to rationality and formal operational thinking. You have green postmodern consciousness, which gives you relativism, egalitarianism, and post-formal operational thinking. You have teal integral, which is systemic thinking, multi-perspectivalism. And you have turquoise construct aware, where you are aware of the constructed nature of concepts and meaning. So you've got all of that, and you've got now you're developing the sense that you are not limited to your mind and body. You're transcending all of it, including the self sense, and your identity is becoming stationed beyond the self sense. And it's interesting because Transpersonal consciousness is often viewed as like expansive or mystical or floaty or ecstatic. And that's actually not really the case. Like, I would say it's actually more here, here as in here right now, present, awake, alive, than any other levels are. And my explanation for that is what I said before, is that transpersonal consciousness just strips everything that is not necessary away, and it leaves you with the core of who you are. And that core is very simple in essence. And again, this transpersonal consciousness is permanent. It's not dependent on meditation. It's not dependent on circumstances or on doing prayer or in doing yoga or on psychedelics. It's stage development. It's not state development. It's layered under, it's first tier and second tier underneath it, and it's supporting all of that prior development is supporting third tier. Whereas states, like spiritual states, are not necessarily supported by first tier and second tier development. Let's talk about, so that's like the main, just before we move on, that's the main marker of transpersonal levels of development, is that you have access to post-personal consciousness, your identity is becoming stationed beyond the individual self sense, and this is actually rewired like your entire mind. It's not just a state, and it's not just it's not just something temporary. It's actually permanent, and it's rewired your entire psyche, and you've already been through first tier and second tier. So, what is transpersonal consciousness like from within? Because if we just talk about it in the abstract, it can sound like useless, or it can just sound purely theoretical, and it's not that. So let me give a few key pointers of what it feels like so that you can understand this in real time. Well, first of all, you realize to ever deeper degrees that nothing is outside mind, body, sense, experience. Which is basically to say that nothing is outside your present experience. Everything is contained within it. It's really the same thing as saying that everything is contained within your present experience. And this really reorganizes your entire value system, because you see other people as yourself, regardless of race, color, sexual orientation, political persuasion, and so forth. They're all part of your present experience, and there's nothing outside your present experience. So naturally, your values shift. You also realize that God expresses itself as all levels, as all events, as all occurrences. In other words, that everything is divine. And yes, there are levels of consciousness. There are levels of psychological development. In other words, different people are at different levels, but everything is divine. All humans are divine. War, hatred, inanimate objects, history, science, your enemies, all of it is God. See, first tier and second tier cannot see that all of that is God. They cannot see it. Even if they've got high state development, they cannot see it. Because it's like their whole value system and their whole worldview isn't yet reorganized around the divine or God. You might even realize that even something like atheism is God, simply because atheism is, shall we call it, a human experience. It's a human experience, therefore it is divine by default. Closely related to this, you stop perceiving divine versus non-divine. Everything simply is divine, because everything is God. And this seems pretty obvious to you now. You experience life as a self-contained whole, outside of which there is nothing. Your mind, body, and senses are whole. There's nothing outside of them. All sense of outside is inside you. I talk a lot about this in the book, my upcoming book, The Boundless Body, which you can pre-order. All sense of outside is inside you. Therefore, there is no real outside. Therefore, life is a whole. life is a self-contained whole that is all you. It's all of you. You can balance detachment with engagement. So on one hand, you can deeply detach from the self and see it as a character, almost like a character in a film or a game, like in the first person. But you can also deeply engage and realize that because there's nothing else other than like the human game, as we might call it, you realize that there's nothing else but the character in the game. Well, we might as well play it and deeply engage, because what else is there to do? You also perceive that all concepts attempt to add on to pure being or awareness, but cannot do so because they are inherently empty. So it's like your awareness of spirit or God or your transpersonal self becomes so strong that you realize that everything is just a play on it. And this includes all words, all concepts, all interaction, all conversation is just, it's describing the pure essence, like, or it's the dance, or it's the sort of display of the pure essence of reality. And it's not that concepts aren't useful, it's just that they have no real reality in and of themselves, because they are also God, right? And so it's sort of like, you might realize that there's nothing to say here, like there's nothing to teach. Like if you're trying to describe spirituality here, you might say, well, there's nothing to teach because everything is God, everything is divine. And if even concepts are divine, and we cannot really describe what spirit is with concepts because they're inherently empty. They're sometimes useful and they're sometimes necessary, but they are temporary constructions on the real sort of, they are temporary constructions on the ground of awareness, which is just mind, body, sense, experience in all directions. They are not the actual ground of experience or spirit or God in and of itself. Here you also realize that mind, body, sense, experience is what is truly real and has always been, and everything has just been a movement on that. Now this might seem quite cold and clinical, but think mind, body, sense, experience not as brain activity, but just as everything. Think of it as everything, as the all, but just in more common terms. It's another way of pointing you to the fullness of your direct experience without using unnecessary labels, but without also oversimplifying it. Quick mention from my sponsor, Spirit Quest Tours, which takes small groups on exclusive sacred journeys to Egypt, Peru, and Turkey. Get $500 off your next trip by using the discount code ROSS on the booking page linked below. So, that's what I have to say about the transpersonal third tier levels of consciousness. I really need to do further episodes on all of these topics because they are worthy of episodes in and of themselves. And these are things that I've spent a lot of time trying to explain in my articles, in my podcast and so on, and in my books. Things like states versus stages, things like mind, body, sense, experience, and of course, the levels of transpersonal consciousness themselves, you know, we've just done a brief general overview of them. But I'm sure that over time, as more studies are done, more is written about them. And as, for example, me myself, I keep going through the levels of consciousness, I will hopefully grasp more into the actual fine details of each of these levels. Before we wrap up this series, I just want to say I would really encourage you to go back and listen to this series multiple times, the Levels of Consciousness series, which are episodes 151 to 157, and really let it marinate in you, because the depth and breadth of this theory will not be apparent to you if you've only just learned it. You really need to come back and listen, take notes, apply it to your life, and this for years and years, and it'll over time it will slowly like hit you what this is really about. And really, it is no exaggeration to say that this can completely change how you see yourself and the world. Remember, I've got new long-form episodes every Wednesday, with snippets on Thursday, Sunday and Tuesday, all at 9 p.m. Central European Time, 8 p.m. UK Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you want to go deeper with this work, join my fortnightly newsletter, pre-order my latest book, The Boundless Body, or try a free coaching session with me. Links are in the description to that. Alright everyone, I will be back next week, next Wednesday, with more on the Deep Psychology Podcast. Take care.